Welcome to Devotions for Worship, where we meditate on the appointed scripture reading for the upcoming Sunday. I'm Pastor Eric Tritton from Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Hudson, Ohio. Thank you for being with me today. There is a portion of the Psalter called the Songs of Ascents. They are Psalms 120 through Psalm 134. We don't know for certain what it means to be a song of ascents, but we think that these psalms were sung either on the way up to Jerusalem, which is on the top of the hill, or ascending the temple stairs going into worship. Either way, these psalms are connected to the anticipation of worship, remembering God's salvation, and looking ahead to his future blessings and care. The psalm that's appointed for the third Sunday of Advent is one of those psalms of ascents. It's Psalm 126. Let's read it, and I'll read it from the English Standard Version translation. A Song of Ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seeds for sowing, shall come back with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Now, this psalm was probably written after the Babylonian captivity, the time when God exiled Judah and punished them for their unfaithfulness and idolatry. So we can read this psalm recognizing God's salvation for his people at work in Israel. It describes God's salvation like finding that your dreams and hopes had finally come true because God had rescued you. Nevertheless, people live in a world that is full of trouble, so the prayer is to be restored again, to be saved again. And when that happens, it is a great change from tears to joy, and from weeping to rejoicing in God's blessings. So we can imagine Jewish families going up to worship, singing about how God had saved his people, and looking forward to worshiping God and living in his salvation. But what does this have to do with us and with Advent? Well, Jesus looked at the Old Testament scriptures, and he said that they bore witness about him. So for Christians who read the Old Testament, we read it through the filter of Jesus' life, ministry, and his salvation. So when did the Lord restore the fortunes of Zion? It was when he gave his only begotten Son to rescue and redeem us from our captivity to sin. And that salvation is like a dream, so fantastic that we could not imagine it. God in human flesh, the Son of God born in a stable and laid in the hay, angels, and later, crucifixion, God dies, and resurrection. It's all so amazing that when we take it in, our mouths are filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. And when the world sees what is happening, they too are amazed as they recognize God has done a great thing. And so we celebrate that God has done a great thing for us. He has given Jesus to save us from our sin. Our God saves. Yet do we not still fall? Do we not still disobey God, wrestle with temptation and sin? Yes, we do. And when we do, it brings us sorrow and pain. So we pray, restore our fortunes, O Lord. Return us to your grace and help us to live in your loving forgiveness. Because we recognize our sin, we sow in tears of repentance. And God forgives and restores us so that we reap with shouts of joy. So let's listen to the psalm again, thinking about God has restored our fortunes in Christ. Psalm 126, a psalm of ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done a great thing for them." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Let's pray. O God, you are so good. You have restored our fortunes with the salvation Jesus won, and our mouths are filled with laughter and joy because of him. Thank you for your salvation, and thank you for restoring us over and over again. Yet we still weep because of our sin, and in tears we confess to you that we have not lived as we ought to live. Restore our fortunes, O Lord. Secure our future in Jesus, who was born to die and rise for us, and help us to live each day in the joy of his salvation. Amen. Our memory verse for this week is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's verses 16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Let me break that up a little bit, and you can repeat after me. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Thank you so much for using Devotions for Worship. I pray that our time together has blessed you and given you something to meditate on, some reminder of God's grace to rattle around in your brain for the rest of the day. I want to remind you to be prayerfully and thoughtfully generous in the giving of alms during this Advent season. You know, God has given you his salvation, and you can be an expression of that salvation in the life of another person by helping them out through the giving of alms, the giving of small donations to help people who are in need. Pray that God open your eyes and your heart and your hand to help others who are in need during this holiday season. Would you do me a favor? If you got something out of this devotional, would you tell somebody about it, or would you post this on your Facebook or Twitter or share it somehow? I got to figure that if this was helpful to you, it could probably be helpful to one of your friends, and this would get the word out about it and maybe help this be a blessing to others. Another thing that you could do is you can subscribe to this devotion on iTunes, and there's a link for that in the blog, which is www.lotrittens.blogspot.com. Thanks again, and God bless your day.